listener production.
Good afternoon, it's Lee Jollo. The US city of Baltimore is in mourning after a massive cargo ship slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The Coast Guard confirming six missing construction workers are now presumed dead. Rescue efforts were hampered by cold water and debris, with the focus shifting to recovery. Here's Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath.
Based on the length of time that we've gone in the search, the extensive search efforts that we've put into it, the water temperature, that at this point, we do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive.
Breaking news out of Canberra, the Coalition will not support the government's new migration laws. Labor dropped the bill yesterday. That would mean detainees could face jail time if they fail to deport. A man is dead after an alleged fight at St. Mary's on the state's east coast last night. Another man is in custody with police investigating. The lawyer of Sean P. Diddy Combs has spoken about the raids on the musician's properties. He's described them as a gross use of military-level force and that Combs is innocent and he'll fight to clear his name. Police will today launch their Easter long weekend roads operation this afternoon, reminding drivers to take it easy over the break. And Ashgrove Eco Milk is about to hit supermarkets. It's coming from cows creating less methane thanks to a special feed containing seaweed. Ashgrove have done it through a partnership with Seaforest. To sport now, and Melbourne coach Simon Goodwin says bombshell claims the AFL cover-up secret drug tests was a surprise to him. It comes as a former club doctor claimed he helped Demons players to avoid anti-doping authorities by faking injuries with authority from the league. Goodwin says he'll demand answers.
Absolutely we will. I think every person in clubland would want answers and want understanding of how the policy works and is it a success. Yeah, we've been through a bit, but as I said, this is an AFL policy. We'll be asking the appropriate questions and getting the answers that we need.